I was wondering why you were screaming my name before. All I heard was Eggrig! And I don't know what your what was going on. What's happening?
I was volunteering you for cutting edge, emphasis on cutting edge, technology in the medical industry.
Yeah.
You've heard of, you know, there's all sorts of organ transplants.
Like inject me with things to how I react.
No, this is a new type of organ transplant, which they believe in Italy. Dr. Sergio Canavero, huh?
Yeah, you're over the pasta. You make it nice.
He believes in 2017 a head transplant will be possible, and he has lined up a Russian-born man of Valery Spinnerdadov.
Everything ends with the Dolph in Russia.
Anyway, he is suffering from a fatal incurable disease that causes the atrophy of muscles, and it will kill him, so he's like, I got nothing to lose. Let's do it.
Okay, let's back up a second.
So after that one is done, they'll be looking for another one, and I volunteered you.
Oh,
you had a problem with that?
That's where I come
in. That's why I was asking you. That's why I was screaming, what are you doing in 2017?
Got
any plans? I think you could be involved in some cutting-edge medical research.
Well, first of all, let me step back a moment.
Uh-huh.
How do you sever the head? And then so what you're saying is this guy wants his head to be put on a different body.
Yes.
And then how do you sever, like, the spinal column there, and that, you know, everything just he thinks is going to work the same again?
Well, Dr. Sergio, he says, I can do this.
In Italy, they don't care. Oh,
well,
yeah.
No, he says,
he rolled down the street. I don't know what happened.
He believes that the technology will be such in two more years that they will be able to do this. However, Dr. Thomas Cochran, the head of neuroethics at the Center for Bioethics at Harvard Medical Center, says, no, we can't do this. We're not even close to solving the problem of connecting the brain to the spinal cord.
Right. You sever the spinal cord and bingo bango, you got nothing.
Yeah.
And I mean, how do you...
Well, you got the headless horseman and the head with no horseman.
Yeah. He was able to ride, though, on the headless horseman. Well, was he not?
He
so
apparently,
what's this guy's name, the Italian doctor?
Dr. Sergio Canavero.
I disagree with Harvard. Let's just sit down. We have some rigatoni.
Harvard, what did they know? I spit on Harvard.
I don't understand. You make a nice, you take the head here, you put on the body over there. What's the problem?
What can go wrong, huh?
I'm sorry, Dr.
Canavero.
Canavero.
You see, you need this surgery because you can't remember 3 seconds later what the guy's
name
is.
I wouldn't mind it. So the Russian guy's thinking that he might just like end up on another body.
He's going to die anyway.
I understand.
Right, and that's the other problem. There's going to be a whole host of things, as there have been with any other transplants of organs, that the body may reject it.
There's going to be a lot more than a host of things
could be pretty ugly if, you know, like, say, Valerie there is in the supermarket. And he's doing some shopping, and suddenly his body rejects his head in the produce aisle.
In the produce aisle of all places.
That could really be ugly.
So what you're saying, but in the produce aisle, there's cantaloupes, there's watermelons.
But that's not going to work as a head. There's certain things missing there.
Seeds, though. Seeds.
That's great if you're looking to plant new melons.
No, but you can use the seeds to enhance the neurotherapy
of the... No, see, you haven't obviously researched this more than 2.5 seconds.
I sat down and I had a nice meal with, what's his name, Dr.?
Canavero.
It sounds like an Italian dish. I love the Dr. Canavero. What a little white wine.
Alfredo Canavero.
Here's what we do. We lay him down on the table.
Oh.
And then we put on another body.
Yes.
And where are they going to get the other body? Because the other body's got to be living. You can't just pull it out of the morgue.
Well, there's another problem, isn't there?
Who is going to hear? Oh, think about this. Who's going to volunteer to have their head severed for this guy to have their body?
Well, you know, it makes me wonder, and I know I'm going to get hate calls now, but maybe ISIS is involved with this?
I don't know. But I'm just thinking, of all places, Italy.
You made me go there.
I didn't make you go
there.
No,
you did.
Italy. You know? We make a nice We make a nice human being. He put his head on this body. He's the nicest man. It doesn't make any sense at all. You can't sever the spinal cord. I'm no doctor.
Yeah.
Although I played one in a very small theater group in Indiana
so
once.
So small that nobody knew it was there. Right?
But you can't sever the spinal cord and then, like, put it back and then, you know, have everything work.
Wasn't that a line in that Roger Miller tune? You can't roller skate in the buffalo herd. You can't swap heads and tour in Italy.
What's, I don't know what song that is.
It's called You Can't Roller Skate in a Buffalo Herd.
It's amazing how he knew this that far in advance. He knew something would come to the swapping heads thing.
He was a sage among men.
And he's got, like, you know, his wife. Josephine, we're going to take it ahead. Yeah. We put it over here.
And you know what's coming from her at some point. I don't even know who you are anymore.
First you become a surgeon, now you're taking the heads off.
No, I'm thinking of Valerie Spirindlov's wife.
No, but I get it. I get the I get the guy that's going to die anyway. Sure, you know, I'll help science.
and
in the end, maybe I'll be me again. You know, it's better than no hope at all, I guess.
Yeah, okay.
But the doctor here, I think, might be being a little bit irresponsible. It's not like you just drive your car in and say, yeah, I need a new, you know, whatever. My muffler's hanging off.
Yeah, I'll take that hit over there with the blonde hair. I've always wanted to be a blonde.
And who's going to say, you know what, I have nothing going on here. Take my body and smack this guy's head on it.
Yeah.
You know. Because then I'll be a smart body.
There's a whole host of ethical questions here.
Oh, absolutely. But the best part is the fact that it's in Italy, for me.
Yeah.
Because, you know,
being
my
Italian, you can...
Right,
you can,
my grandfather off the boat in Sicily.
Yeah.
I go, well, Josephine, you making a cough? We discussed the severed head.
Did he know the word severed?
I don't think he did.
He only had like 12 words in 50 years
that,
here.
If that. I'm not sure he knew severed. And if he did, it would be used in every sentence because of the few words.
Yeah,
that he had.
That's right. Call Millie later. Ask if her dad knew the word severed.
Did Grandpa Caesar know the word severed?
Craig, why do you ask me these
questions? I know.
Click.
I know. You don't call me about anything else with the family.
You don't call this number ever again.
Now you call me about severed heads and Grandpa.
Oh, man.
All right. I got to go, but that's beautiful.
There's nowhere to go here.
There's nowhere to go for in the medical community from here. I mean, I bet the guys in Harvard, they made a normal statement.
Yeah.
But in the back room, they're going, is this guy out of his mind?
Yeah, probably. Probably. I could see that. But with a more sedate, I believe that this gentleman, Dr. Sergio, is definitely out of his mind.
But think about it this way. Although there's not, I don't believe, a spinal column in that area.
Mm.
You remember what's his name there? That got his thing chopped off?
Oh, are we doing John Bobbitt now?
No, we're not doing John Bobbitt. We're just, you know, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
They were able to put that back on and make it work, right?
Well, yeah.
That's amazing.
But
to
there's
me.
No, like, bones and nerves.
I understand, but he can still do his business.
Is he still alive, by the way?
I don't know. He deserved it, but nonetheless. I'm just trying to get on the ladies' side.
Yeah.
You know. All right. I got to go. I'm going to study the head severing thing, okay? And then we have a little pasta.
You get back to me, see if 2018, you want to be number two, huh?
I'll let you know.
Okay. Fair enough, WCDO, AM and FM, in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. I do not believe that we can ever get as low as we just got right there. I think we've reached a new low.